Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Eva Rosenberg has been hanging out with me now for almost 23 years. She tries to restore some order with limited success, try as she might. TaxMama.com, is that right, Eva?
TaxMama.com, and I answer questions for free.
She does, folks. She does, and but she also trains people in your in a neighborhood near you to help you with yours as a trainer, an enrolled agent trainer of other enrolled agents, which is another level of tax help out there across the marketplace. Please find someone to help you with your taxes. Eva, I want you to give us a couple of more quick tips, and I got a different question to ask you.
All right. So this is the year to put everything on extension. March 15th, the extensions for partnerships and S corporations are due. Do not think the IRS is going to extend that. There has been talk about IRS extending the individual returns until July 15th.
Why would they do that? It's easier than falling off a log. I mean, why would they do that? Just if you're smart enough to make enough money to be taxable, you're smart enough to get an extension. Come on.
Yes, exactly. That's what many, but the AICPA has lobbied the commissioner to extend it. But these are reasons why you want it extended. We still have state rules about the PPP loan forgiveness that are unclear.
Wow.
The IRS has forgiven them, not all states. The other thing is there are so many tax credits for employee leave, for employee retention, and various other things that your tax professional is still trying to figure out. Give us time to learn how to implement those and get you the big credits, because you might end up with $10,000 or $20,000 credits. And we also just mentioned the fact that some of the unemployment income might be tax-free. People who've already filed are going to have to amend. So these are just some of the reasons you want to amend. The personal return expected to be due on April 15th, file the extension form 4868 for the business returns in March. Form 7004 will give you an automatic extension. You don't have
Don't remember those numbers, folks. Just remember to go get a professional to help you. All right, Eva, thank you for that. That's an awesome report. Absolutely nobody else in the world could do a better job. So here's a question. It's International Women's Day. What are your thoughts?
You know, there are so many amazing women doing things, changing the world, moving things in both good and bad directions, but, you know, so have men. But I've got to say, one of the things when you brought that up that reminded me, one of the reasons I started teaching enrolled agents is because so many women need a way to make a living from home. They're single mothers.
Yep.
They weren't able to finish school because of that.
And they're smart.
Ostracism, and they're smart, but they don't have a really good way to make a living. Learning how to be a tax professional is something you can do from home with a baby. You can make full-time income and a very nice full-time income from home around your own schedule. And so one of
it's basically starting a small business, isn't it? It's not
it
a franchise. It's
time.
Not a franchise. It's just having a skill. There's an actual certification, though, right, that allows you to hang a shingle out.
There is an actual certification. You have to pass three pretty tough exams at the IRS.
Which you help develop, I think, and you're helping people get those certifications, don't you?
I'm helping people pass those exams.
Yeah.
They won't let those of us who help people pass the exams, develop the exams, but
yeah.
I've had a lot of input into it behind the scenes because I'm a serious pest.
Right.
But you know what? For International Women's Day, whatever it is you're doing, treat yourself with respect, trust your own skills, and get the training and education to improve your skills, because even if you feel that you are nothing more than just a mother, mothers are the mothers of men.
That's
we
right.
train the men of the future.
And there's no such thing as just a mother. You and I both know that. Hey, Eva, thank you for
wow.
being here. Good job today. We're going to come back again next month and give us some more information. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, what an awesome resource and an awesome voice she is. TextMama.com, check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.